Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast. My name is Ryan. I'm here with author Tony Lodge.
Tony Louise Lodge, yeah, thank you.
And we're calling Seattle.
And is that their name?
No. And I believe it's Kerry. But it could be Spencer.
Hello.
Hello. Is that Kerry?
Oh my God. Yes, it is. Hi.
It's Tony and Ryan. How are you?
I'm good. I was so nervous, and then I forgot about it, and this is just great.
Wow. Okay, I'm glad to know.
Oh my God.
We're high up on the
rollercoaster.
Now, Kerry, I don't want to accuse you of anything because we obviously have heard about a lot of freeloading TAFEs doubling up on accounts. But is it your partner who is Spencer? Who's Spencer?
Okay, so yeah, so Spencer's my partner, and he had scheduled this call as like a birthday surprise because I'm like the bigger fan, but he forgot we had a shared Google account. So
yes, because I saw your,
it on the calendar.
I saw your email address and I went, oh, hang on a second, this doesn't say Kerry. There's another name here.
Something's happened here.
Something's fishy.
Something's amiss.
Well, Kerry and not
Spencer. He's paying for it, but it's for me.
Oh, I see how it is. Little sugar mama situation.
Yeah, I like that too. Good job, Kerry.
Well, therefore, Kerry and not Spencer. Mm-hmm. Kerry and not Spencer. Do you approve this podcast?
I absolutely 1,000% do.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Kerry from Seattle, and I approve this podcast.
Guess what?
Hello. Thursday.
We've had some correspondence.
What?
Remember when I got
between
in the
you
fight
and I?
With...
you and I talk all the time.
You know how I got into that fight with Anna Wintour at the front of the Salvos about dropping the clothes off at the secondhand store?
How could I forget?
Wow.
When you were illegally dumping?
Wow, that's what she said. Mm. But I read the fine print. Coming up today, some official, like we've got an answer.
You've got Anna Someone on the phone. I think she's quite hard to get a hold of.
Well, that's what I thought too. No, we've got a message from someone in the higher ups.
At Vogue.
At Vogue.
Anne Hathaway has
called. Emily Blunt's called through and said, oh, I guess we're fine, we'll make time.
The Devil's Wears Prada is on
we'll
the phone.
But we'll find out once and for all just how right I may be. But let me just say I'm confident.
You're enjoying this way too much, which I don't like.
But first, it's Thursday. Let's do normal or not.
Ooh.
First one's from Laura Jordan.
Is she a TARPA? Was this from our Facebook
group? Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Ooh.
TARPA Laura Jordan.
Laura Jordan.
Normal or nah? My sister said the normal thing to do is to put pills in your mouth, then drink the water.
Nah.
I do it the other way around so I don't have to taste the pill because some of them are chalky and gross.
Oh, sorry for dry raging.
Pill, then water. Normal or nah?
Nah. Fuck no.
Thank you.
Do you know what has happened to me before? And I don't think I'd be alone here. Mm-hmm. That I've put the pill in first and then when you put the water in, the pill's like...
You okay?
Yeah. I just, it's like such a horrible feeling. The pill like gets stuck to your tongue.
Yeah, and the water just goes like
the
rolls
water,
over the top
like,
of it.
The water washes over it, but the pill's like stuck to your tongue or gets stuck in like the back of your tongue. And it, you can feel it and you're trying to like get it off, but then it's like chalky. It starts to like break up and it's like starts to fucking like dissolve in your mouth, but it tastes disgusting.
Have you ever accidentally bitten into a Panadol?
No.
It tastes fucking gross.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
What were you doing? Was that like a dare or did you do it by accident?
I think because I used to, you know, like kids, it's hard. Like the idea of swallowing a tablet at first is like weird.
Yeah.
I was one of those kids that like it was not easy for.
Oh.
And so for some reason, you know, like you're taking a big gulp of water, you're trying to like hoik it down and you couldn't, you kind of panic and I accidentally bit into it. I'm like, oh, it tastes feral.
Oh, yeah, that would be fucked.
Sour. Like, blah.
I'm really good at, I was always really good at taking tablets because I don't like the texture of peas. Like, right. Well, I'm fine now, but as a kid, I didn't like the texture of peas. And so I would throw them, because I would have to eat all my vegetables before I could get down from the dinner table or whatever.
Of course.
I would put all my peas into my mouth and swallow them all whole so I didn't have to chew them.
You swallow?
Yep.
Is that healthy? You got to. little peas growing in you.
What?
That seems like a...
Oh, like the seed in a watermelon. Like yeah. If you eat the seed in a watermelon. No.
Obviously not.
No. But yeah, so I would just like eat... Yeah. So like they're cooked and yeah. stuff. And I would just, yeah, eat them, slow them whole.
Yeah.
So I never had a problem with pills.
You're used to it.
But I am not good at medicine.
Really?
Nah. So I would like fucking hoot and holler and refuse to do it.
Do you have a chaser?
Yeah. So my sister Libby created this thing called juice races. And she like we had these two plastic cups, and it was like juice racer number one, juice racer number two, and it would be like, all right, you have to take your medicine, and then whoever drinks their juice first wins.
Oh, okay.
And
it's like a drinking game before a drinking game.
Yeah, but it was like a shot of medicine, and that's then a good like trick. An inch of fucking orange juice in a cup or whatever.
Also, orange juice after certain medicines is even worse than the medicine.
Oh,
see, you know, orange juice is like after you brush your teeth, like one of those sort of ones.
Oh yeah, or like if you're having orange juice while you eat cereal.
Yeah,
like the milk and the juice is like.
Not friends. Yuck.
But yeah, so I was never good at that, but I'm pretty good at pills.
My mate Cam could only have a tablet if it was coated in honey. I'd like dip it in honey.
Labrador?
Yeah. Yep.
That's quite cute, actually.
Alyssa.
Hi, Alyssa.
Now, I don't know if this is a normal or nah, or just a straight up rant, but what I will say is that off the top is that Alyssa is at least aware of the issue she's creating for herself.
Oh, poor Alyssa.
Alyssa, normal or nah, watching a show called Unsolved Murders and then being absolutely flabbergasted and fucked off at the each of every single episode because it never gets solved.
Yeah.
I mean, I know the title of the show and I know what to expect, but I get so angry every single episode. I need closure in my life. It's a nah from me.
Annoyingly, I'm going to say normal. Because I have done the same thing. And I was like, none of these got fucking solved. And I was like, yeah, that's weird, isn't it? But it's like kind of spooky.
What's the name of the show, though?
Unsolved Mysteries. Or see, Unsolved Murders. I like think all those shows, I do the same thing.
I think what you're looking for is Solved Murders.
Yeah, my favourite show.
Not so mysterious. Now we know what happened.
Yeah, see, that one only got one season because you find out who the killer is every episode.
No, I'm going to do next episode. I remember feeling that way. Listening to Serial, like the OG true crime.
Oh, the podcast.
Yeah, because even though he's been released like a month or so ago.
Yeah.
At the end of the podcast, years and years ago, the journalist kind of says, well, it's not my job to say if he's guilty or not.
Yeah.
Like we've just
hasn't
found all these facts. So it gets to the end and she's like, yeah, so I mean.
That's... Spoiler.
He got released.
Oh.
A month ago.
Great. Well, I've talked about this before about how when I watched the Jack Gyllenhaal movie, the Zodiac film, it's like this fantastic movie and you get to the end, they're like, yeah, they don't know who it is. And Tom's like, yeah, they don't know who did it. And I'm like, so you made me watch this.
I've been sitting here for two fucking hours.
The scariest thing about it is that you watch this scary film or scary documentary like Unsolved Murders or Mysteries or whatever, and then you go, so he's still fucking out there? The person that did it is like, they don't know who it is? He's like, yeah. That's the scariest part.
So 2 days ago, they found out who was the Bondi Beast.
Who's
that? Did you see the story?
What's the Bondi Beast?
So the Bondi Beast, he like sexually assaulted 35 to 40 women like in the 90s or whatever.
Oh, my God.
And he never got caught.
That's horrible.
So he died a few years ago having never got caught for all these harrowing crimes he did back in the day. And then some other guy got arrested and they did a DNA test. And it came up as a match of like, oh, it turns out the DNA from the Bondi Beast is your cousin. And he's like, oh, fucking old mate. Yeah, he died a few years ago. So they've like, he never faced justice, but at least they've like solved.
Some closure of like.
30 happened. Or 40 families. Like he was a vicious. Yeah.
That is awful.
Yeah.
Well, that's Unsolved Mysteries.
That's Unsolved Mysteries. Yeah. You can check that out on Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah.
They'll have to delete. That episode of Unsolved Mysteries.
Because it's now been solved. Yeah. Oh, my God. What a admin nightmare. That's fucked, though. That is insane. It's crazy, though, when you hear about stories that are like
the DNA and stuff.
The thing gets, like, overturned because of, like, new evidence and stuff. Like,
well, that's what happened with the Serial. God.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Oh,
have you listened to Serial?
No. I don't like podcasts.
As an audio queen, I think you'll just appreciate the product. Like, it's so well made.
It's just.
And I know you're not going to give a fuck. Because you don't care about other people in the audio industry except for yourself.
No, it's not about that. I just can't
that's such a shit thing to say.
Sit down and listen to a podcast.
Let's go for a walk then.
I'd rather listen to music.
Okay. Are you a Taylor Swift fan? Do you get tickets?
No fucking way. I don't have $100,000 to buy
tickets. That's fucking crazy what's going on there.
$95,000 or whatever each. It's not her fault though, right?
Her distributing the tickets is probably the second biggest fiasco after us trying to do these Frank Green water bottles.
Yeah.
We were referenced in an article.
We could actually give Taylor
some advice. Wow.
Some Taylor tips. Cool. Next one.
Ebony Jordan.
Hi, Ebony.
Another Jordan. Are they related?
Maybe. Unsolved mysteries. Find out next week.
Now, this reeks of a bit of, you know how we've talked about, like, sometimes you worry about stuff.
Sometimes.
And then, like, if you're not worrying about something, you'll worry about the fact you're not worrying
Yeah,
about
you're
it.
Like, oh, my God, why aren't I anxious right now?
And then, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then you'll be like, oh, I need something to be anxious about. Oh, that'll do. This reeks of a, was nothing else happening in your day?
Oh, yeah.
Ebony.
See, I love it when nothing's happening in my day. I'm still anxious, but I love not having to do anything.
Normal or nah? Setting your windscreen wiper speed, because you know how they like the different speed, setting your windscreen wiper speed based on other cars in the opposite lane because you don't want anyone else to think you're overreacting.
Yeah.
Despite the fact you have never judged another person based on the speed of their wipes.
Normal.
Are you joking?
Nah. I always get anxiety that people are looking at me like thinking that I'm like, oh, it's not that much, right?
Really?
Yeah. 100%. And I've definitely.
Are you that low down the list of stuff to be anxious and worried about?
No, that's not. I've
that's
got
fine.
That much.
That's fine. I'm out of stuff. Oh, maybe this will do.
No, it just like really stresses me out. And it's because I've looked at other oncoming traffic and gone, it's not that bad. So then I worry that people are doing it about me. So the best thing about my new car is that it has like automatic. Yeah.
But how accurate is it?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so now I don't really have to worry about it. But
you didn't have to worry about it in the first place.
Okay, that remains to be seen. Another unsolved mystery is whether or not I needed to be anxious about that.
So something that Bridget and I, and the next normal one is my wife Bridget as well actually, but nothing fucks her off more than when I'm in the driver's seat not having the speed right. Like if I'm going too fast on the wipers, she's like, it's not raining that hard. You don't turn the wipers down.
Yeah. But I would do that too because I'd be like, other people are talking shit about us.
I can't. Yeah. Okay. So then, but then if there's like two spats, like splots of water and I'm not wiping, she's like, there's water on the windscreen. How can you see? You'll kill us all.
Same.
So she'll lean over, like, flick the thing and like turn. And
oh,
so,
no, you can't lean over and flick the thing.
So if I'm one wipe per minute too high, call the police. If I'm one wipe per minute too slow, oh, danger, call the police. If there's any moisture in the air, it's hard for me to not be fucking copping it while Bridget's in the passenger seat.
I do kind of agree that, like, if there's some
get
splashes.
Get a fucking real problem.
If there's some splashes, you've got to wipe it away because how could you.
Oh, no, I get it,
not?
But just, like, within a set, I'm getting to, like.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like she's sitting there with a clipboard being like, no, fuck it.
I don't agree that you can reach over and flick. And I would never say to somebody like, oh, fucking, you know.
You'd say it with your face though.
I'd be thinking like, oh, that's interesting, not doing the wipers. But yeah, if you go into, I think that more of the crime, the social crime, is too fast. That's not okay. That can't be excused.
Can people confirm or deny that this is real? I don't know if you're taking the piss.
I'm actually not. This is a real thing. And I've seen other people talking about it online.
Is there a forum for it?
No.
Get a life and a real problem.
How dare you?
I'm sorry, Ebony. It's enough from me.
Poor Ebony.
Let's go to, because this is a similar area, from Luke Ducky.
Luke Ducky.
I don't know if this is a normal or nah or a flapped Tony.
Oh, I feel like most of them do cross over.
Yeah.
Except sometimes we get into flapped Ryan territory when you go, that's not something to be flapped about.
Like the
windscreen wiper.
Maybe we could turn flap Tony on its head and you just come in and say things that flap you and that'll fuck me off.
Yeah, yes.
Luke Ducky. Normal or nah, having the check engine light flashing on your car and just not giving a fuck. Mine's been on for a few weeks. I'm driving heaps of work. Car feels fine. So until the car actually looks like something's not right, I'm not going to worry about it. Normal or nah? Obviously, 100% normal.
I'm going to say nah because, like, saying, oh, the car looks all right.
Yeah.
It looking all right has nothing to do with what's going on inside.
Oh, like
inside
it feels all right. Like, you know, it feels fine.
I don't have any authority to decide whether a car, like, feels fine or not.
But some automated flashing light apparently does.
Yeah, because it's been, like, hooked up to tell you whether something's not right or not.
They tell you that, eh? That's a real conspiracy.
I'm actually not even going to bite because I just think that that's so fucking stupid.
But don't lights just could, come...
No, because you could literally pay $100, right, to go and get it serviced or go and get it checked out, or $12,000 when it fucking blows up and then you have to replace a bunch of shit.
Yeah, but often it doesn't, or you can just wait till the next service.
I am probably too, like, anxious, I guess, to not check it. Because, like, do you know what? This has never happened to me because I don't do this, but, like, do you know what would really fuck me off? Is that, like, I leave it, right? And I go, oh, I won't worry about it, won't worry about it. It'd be fine. And then it'd be the one time that you're, like, running late or you really need to get somewhere and the car doesn't fucking work.
Yeah, and I think it'd fuck you off, say, if I was driving somewhere.
Yeah.
The car breaks down.
Yeah, and you go, oh, that light's been on for 3 months.
Yeah.
And I go, well.
Well, now I'm sitting on the side of the road like an asshole because you didn't go and get it checked.
Yeah. I think a lot of people don't do it, but I just don't think, and I just also wouldn't like it flashing at me while I'm trying to drive.
Okay.
You know, I've got the windscreen wipers going. I've got a life to worry about.
All right. Here's a question.
Yeah.
Would you rather?
Yeah.
Would you rather A, the light flashing, but the mechanic has checked it all out and assures you that everything's running smoothly, but that light is just going to be on? That's option A. Or B, the light's off, but there's a chance that something's wrong with the engine.
Is death an option?
Is death an, or C, drive yourself off a bridge.
And not look at it anymore. I can't. Oh, my God. That is a solved mystery. Oh.
Go on. You need to give an answer.
Oh.
And in the second option where the light's off, it's just it may or may not be a problem. I'm not saying there is a problem.
But in the first option, it still could or could not be a problem.
No, but they've told you it's fine.
No, but then if it keeps flashing, so what, a month later, I just go, oh, they checked it a month ago. In 2 years, I go, oh, they checked it 2 years ago. It's probably fine.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, because I should need to go and get it checked again.
Yes, I knew you'd struggle with this question.
Maybe you can borrow my car.
When it's flashing. And don't bring it back until that light's off.
I don't want to hear about it.
I'm not letting you get out of this until you get an answer.
Don't
laugh your way out of this segment. Oh. Play the song.
We're not on radio, mate. It doesn't play a song.
Traffic. Yeah, get that car's off for operations. Fully booked up, but please take the ring road today.
See you on the ring road.
Check that for skygtires.com.au. That's Ranger to the chopper.
I'm going to go A because it means I've been to the mechanic.
Hi, it's Carrie from Seattle, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Massive shout out to a few of our champion tarpers over at our Patreon. Hopefully they're all getting their engine lights checked. James D. Commands, thank you very much. Jit Ying Chung, Anna King, Meg Lanworn, and Jake Martin.
Big Jake.
Big Jake. The Martona.
The Martini.
The Martoni and Ryan.
Thanks so much for listening. Tomorrow there's a video show.
Oh, yeah. And I always forget. It's like a pleasant surprise every time.
And not only is it a video show tomorrow.
Yeah.
But we're all going to learn that Tony's partner, Torbs, has a brand new personality.
Oh, see, you fucked my hook. I was going to say, I've got a new boyfriend.
I think you do have a new boyfriend.
Yeah, but now you just said your boyfriend, Torbs, so... pretend you didn't hear that. And tomorrow when I say that, go, oh, Tony's got a new boyfriend.
But you do have a new boyfriend.
I do have a new boyfriend.
Do you like him?
One on the side.
Do you like
him? Oh, do I like him? Very preachy. Very preachy.
Not wrong.
Yeah.
Not wrong. All right. That is tomorrow. Is there a better feeling in the world than getting in a dispute and finding out you were right?
It doesn't happen.
Is there a better feeling?
It doesn't happen to me a lot.
Is that right?
Yeah. And I feel like it's about to not happen to me again.
Well, you technically don't have a dog in this fight.
Oh, okay, great.
Do you remember a few weeks ago when I got into what I'll call a public spat with Anna Wintour?
And what was it over?
So there's a Salvation Army store, the charity.
Yep.
And that's where you can drop off your clothes. You drop them off for, they sell secondhand clothes.
Yeah.
And the idea is
like a thrift shop if you're in America.
A thrift shop. And the idea is people donate it for free, they sell them, and then they use that money to support the great work that they do.
Yeah.
And I guess the dispute arrives of, can you just drop anything off? So
can you drop anything off at the shop?
Well, this one is a big shop. It's the one in Abbotsford. They take stuff. But when I got there, the shop was closed. And there was a big sign out the front that said, you cannot leave unusable goods and trash out the front. And I went, well, my stuff is very usable goods. It is very much not trash. So if we can't leave unusable goods and trash, that doesn't concern me because I'm dropping off some A-grade material.
Everyone reckons that their stuff is good.
A-grade material.
Yeah.
So I pop it out the front door.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of other stuff there as well. It's like, oh, that's what everyone's doing.
Yeah.
And Anna Wintour, this old lady who's dressed like a fucking immaculate rock star, just walks past and gives me a bit of lip, gives me a bit of, you can't do that. That's trash. You're littering. It's illegal.
That is not the attitude that she had. I'm pretty sure she just said, you can't do that.
Well, no, it wasn't the attitude, but she was dressed great. I was wearing like some pink shorts. Because you know when you're trying on clothes and throwing out clothes, you just like,
I do, yeah.
You're trying stuff on, and I didn't really think I'd be getting into street beef with Anna Wintour before I left the house.
So, I mean, when do you ever expect that? I'll be honest. Yeah, when do you ever think that that's what's going to happen?
So
always be prepared.
And I said to her, "Trust me, this stuff's fashionable." And she looked me up and down and went, "I bet you think it is," or something real fucking sassy. I can't remember the line, but it was sassy as fuck. Anyway,
secondhand embarrassment. Yep.
So obviously I was right because it said unusable goods and it's like, I know it's like a terminology, but I was right. So we've got a message from Afe.
Afe?
Who, would it be Afe?
Maybe Aoife?
We'll ask because she works for the Salvos and she said, here's my phone number. Someone's right in this story and someone is wrong. Should we call
her? Oh my God, yeah. I love knowing the like actual final word. We've got ourselves a correspondent from the Salvation Army.
All right, let's give her a call.
Hello, Aoife speaking.
Aoife, sorry, we were just chatting and we were trying to figure out how to pronounce your name.
No, actually, we weren't trying to figure it out. Ryan called you Aoife and I said it might be Aoife and he went, let's just see.
I get Aoife a lot, you know, or Alfie. Always a popular one.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that we've got to the bottom of it by simply you answering the phone. But I was
down
just,
to business now.
Yeah, down to business. First of all, are you comfortable sharing your job title and place of employment?
Yeah, sure. So I am the senior manager for circular economy for Salvo Stores here in Australia.
Oh my God, what a great job title! I bet that goes off on LinkedIn.
Yep.
You know, it's new. It's new, so we're warming into it. But yeah,
congratulations. Get a lot of favorite.
Well, as a part of the circular economy, I've been circling in to your stores, giving off some great fashionable stuff to raise money for charity. Because that's
you
the
should
kind of
be so thankful, Aoife, that Ryan would even grace you with his presence.
Yeah, and so
I am. If only he did it during opening hours.
Okay. So I was just about to say I love being told I'm right. So can you confirm, and I didn't like what I just heard. I'll pretend I know that. But can you, who is right? Was it myself or Anna Wintour or who's in the right here?
I'm going to say you are probably both in the wrong.
Oh.
Yeah. So when you're donating, please do it when we're open. And it's not because you know, you're leaving not great stuff outside of our stores. We actually know that most people are leaving really good stuff outside of our stores. But what happens to it when you've left it there? Most of the time, it would get rained on or people will run through it. And then it becomes useless. We can't use it. We can't sell it. It ends up in landfill. It gets no chance of second life. Not a great outcome.
Okay. That does make a bit of sense.
God, you look like an asshole. Oh. Yeah, Aoife. And how was Anna Wintour wrong?
Well, I mean, you don't know who you're approaching, right? Brian rocked up in a pair of pink champion shorts and socks and slides, and we're not going to say anything about that. But anyone with questionable fashion sense could potentially be a bit aggro. Or, you know, you don't know who you're talking to. So if you're going to stand up for it, and we appreciate all the Anna Wintours out there saying, hey, you're not doing quite the right thing, but we don't want anybody to get hurt. Like,
that's
you don't
true.
Know who you're talking to.
I mean, Abbotsford is a, what would you call, and there's a variety and diverse range of people from all walks of life, isn't there, Tony?
It's an interesting neighbourhood.
Tony, would you walk home by yourself?
No.
Hey, you're right, though. Like, starting a fight on the street in Abbotsford is probably not what
it's
I would
choice.
Do.
It's a choice. It's
definitely a choice. If I was and had choices.
It's a choice. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But what I like to hear is that not only was Anna Wintour wrong, not only was Ryan wrong, but I was right. Because in the initial phone call when I said, Ryan, what are you up to today? And he said, I'm just going to drop stuff off out the front of the Salvos. And I said, I don't think you can do that. What does that sound like to you, Aoife? Does that sound like Tony Louise Lodge was right?
It definitely sounds like Tony Louise Lodge was right. But isn't Tony Louise Lodge nearly always right?
I fucking love this. I haven't planned this, but it turns out.
Well, I was like, this is great. I've got a phone call lined up. This is going to be a great day for Ryan.
Oh, well, have a great day, Aoife. That's all we need from you.
No problem. Thanks a mil.
And sorry for doing that. I honestly thought
no,
I was doing
he
the right
fucking,
thing.
No, he's
oh,
saying
no.
He honestly didn't think – he knew.
Oh, fuck
because
you,
I fucking told – no, I told him on the phone, Aoife, that you
but
can't
you do
that.
Well, you know what, though? If you are looking to donate clothes, we've put a portal online. So if you go onto our website, click the donate button, there's a download label kind of box that you can do, and you can get a free return label for AusPost, and it's up to 25 kilos.
Oh, wow.
You just package it up and you drop it off at an AusPost location.
Okay, that's great. Well, thanks so much for listening and being a part of it. And
sorry that Ryan called you off.
So much, guys.
I hope your love to see it is not a battle between me and Anna Wintour was won by Tony.
Well, yeah, I was
you weren't even in that
I
fight.
Do
that you're the winner.
I love to see this, but yeah, I was the winner. I worked really hard on that. You organised it. It wasn't even me.
Can you please do another You Love to See It?
All right. My You Love to See It for today is that, you know, whenever you have a blocked nose and you regret all the times that you didn't have a blocked nose that you took it for granted?
Yes.
Yeah. My You Love to See It is that right now I don't have a blocked nose. And if you don't have a blocked nose and you're listening or watching
celebrate
whatever,
it.
Enjoy it.
Preach it.
Sniff that fresh air.
I can't because my nose is slightly blocked and I'm so fucking jealous
all
of
right.
you right now. No,
well,
but you're right though.
Everyone take a moment and appreciate what you've got because probably in a month or 2 months or 6 months you'll have a blocked nose. You'll go, remember when I could breathe freely? It's now, baby.
Yeah.
Do it.
I always thought that when I haven't had a cold for ages because of COVID and masks and washing my hands and stuff.
Yeah.
Who would have guessed it? But I used to think when getting a cold, you go, oh, you know what was great? Not having a cold.
Yeah.
I could just get up and go to work and not have to worry about how many tissues or nasal sprays
or like
in my pocket.
Have an achy body or. Yeah. And I was thinking about it the other day and I was like, oh, I can breathe freely. And I was like, oh my God. Whenever I've got a cold, I go, why didn't I appreciate it? Well, I'm appreciating.
Now. Yeah. And thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I've got probably the worst recommendation I've ever gave on this show.
Oh, I mean, low bar.
Low bar. And it's not even a recommendation. It's just there's an account on Twitter that's random. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's shit.
Is it a bad recommendation because it's on Twitter?
No. But I just love it.
Okay.
It's called Terrible Maps. And it just has lots of really shit dumb maps that you don't need in your life. Now, I wonder if I can send these to you.
Do you mean like they've mapped like looked on Google Maps and like gone from like their house to the shops.
Okay, so I'm sending you a map. So you know how Springfield in The Simpsons.
Where are you sending it?
I texted you. Okay. You know how in The Simpsons it's in Springfield, but you never quite know exactly where it is?
Yep.
It turns out there's so many Springfields. So here is a map where you can drive to every Springfield in the US in the most efficient way to drive to them all. There's about 24.
And I was like, love that.
Okay, the next one. Now, I love a graph and stuff. And you know how sometimes you see those maps and it's like, here's the most popular McDonald's order by US state.
Really?
Yeah, so what I'm sending you now via text is the average jeans color per state. And you can see the different shades of blue across America. So
that is so interesting.
So as we can see on the left, dark black jeans almost in California, and it gets black again in New York. But Louisiana, the lightest shade of denim by average on the country.
I don't know which one, Louisiana.
I'd say the really light one in the bottom next to Texas.
Which one's Texas?
See the really light one? That's at the...
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, light. Yeah.
And then finally, which is my favorite map, I think, and every day they've got a new map. This one is what they think it would look like if Cyprus was actually Miley Cyprus.
This is a great Twitter account.
Are you joking?
No.
It's called Terrible Maps. They're fucking dumb. And I don't know if I was just enjoying not reading about Elon while I was on Twitter and found this instead, but I just spent hours scrolling through, not hours, minutes and minutes of my life being like, oh, how good's this?
That's really funny.
Yeah. And there's also a little thing they're doing is when they like twist, like if you turn the shape of a country sideways, like it looks like a cat or something.
Oh, yeah.
And there's certain states when they draw them, it looks like a guy holding a bucket of chicken. That's where you know where Kentucky is. He's got a chef's hat.
Right.
Do you want me to show you the Kentucky chicken guy?
Sure. Yeah.
I'll do that later.
Okay.
I can see him now. Once you've seen him, you can't unsee him because you can see the chef's hat, which is Illinois.
I don't know which one's Illinois.
This is why you need terrible maps. Before we go to Hollywood in America, you need to brush up.
To learn something, yeah.
You should do this on Duolingo.
Okay. Yeah, I can do this on Duolingo. I don't know if they've got a terrible maps section on Duolingo. Mapolingo.
Mapolingo. That's a great idea.
All right. Yeah, we should go. I feel.
There's no map to the Selvo store, though.
Probably for the best. I don't think you're allowed back there. I don't think you'll be welcome back.
You'd love to see it. All right, chat to you tomorrow.
Love you.